This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jozy Fasantino is playing that song.
It's time again for the Jozy Show. Tonight, Jozy welcomes live Western Avenue, Jake Jack, Travis Dean, and Rhonda Fry. I'm Alan Firestone with Honky Tonk Tina Pasantino. And now, because she thinks meatball and spaghetti is the breakfast of champions,
hello, everyone. I had a little trouble hearing the intro. There were some volume issues, and we're having a little bit of some techie difficulties. But the show must go on. We're gonna still be rocking and rolling. So welcome to the Jozy Show. We're so glad you guys are joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. Our week was very hectic, but it was good, all in the same time. We have a very, very interesting show for you guys. So let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so, what I got planned. So I have four amazing guests joining me tonight. I'll get to chat with Matt from Western Avenue, Jade Jack, Travis Dean, and Rhonda Fry. So it's going to be a very great show with these great artists, four guests. So it's going to be a full show tonight, so this is going to be very exciting. You'll get to hear a fun chat, some awesome music. And remember, we're live, so anything can happen. Like I said, we already had techie difficulties, and the show didn't even begin when we had them. So just imagine. This is going to be very cool. I want to clear up any confusion between this radio show, the Jozy Show, and my radio station, Country Blast Radio. I know I said this the past few shows, but I've still been getting some comments on, like, Facebook and Twitter. So, really quickly, the Jozy Show is an all-genre show for our music artists. So, Jozy Show, all-genre. Country Blast Radio is the best mix of all that is just country. And it's a full licensed radio station. So, Jozy Show, all genres, Country Blast Radio, strictly country. So, there you go. Also, remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net in the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. It'll also be broadcasted on the Journey to Gold station, and I'll give you those details when we get them. So we'll make sure you're the first to know. You can also check out our past shows or visit our networks tab at our website, josyshow.com, to hear and find out more on how to hear all of our past episodes of The Jozy Show. So please check those out. And also, 11 new special edition episodes are currently up now, so you can check those out as well. And we still have some episodes coming, so, you know, keep up to date with that. So make sure you see that on josyshow.com. Our special editions tab, you can check out our episodes currently up with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, our tribute show, and our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, and Tony Booth. And like I said, more to come. So please keep checking back on josyshow.com to see what new ones we have up. And also, want to know how to advertise or sponsor the Jozy Show and Jozy's Country Blast Radio, then please call 331-442-5833. The number again is 331-442-5833, or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josyshow.com. We have introductory rates right now, so there's never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio. So do it now. Now, I would like to put on my guest here, my first guest. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Matt from Western Avenue. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us on tonight.
Oh, anytime. I am beyond excited to get the chance to chat with you about this awesome, awesome band, Western Avenue, which I really love the name. So, of course, I want to start out by asking, where did you get the name and who all of the members are and what roles you guys play?
For sure. Well, the name kind of came together pretty fast. It used to be a street in Peterborough that we used to jam on. Peterborough is a place in Ontario where we're two of the members are from. And I actually live in Cobourg, Ontario, so that's about 30 minutes south of there, which is pretty cool. So, yeah, so we used to drive down the street all the time. And one day I kind of came to band practice, and I'm like, you know what would be a pretty cool band name is Western Avenue. And Nikki, our amazing female singer, she basically told me, she's like, yeah, I basically thought of the same thing. So it's kind of fate, I guess. So we just kind of kept it from there, which is pretty cool. So the members of the band are myself, Matt Williams, and I play guitar and sing. And Keith Robertson, he's a lead guitar player and also sings. And Nikki English is our amazing female vocalist, and she is kind of the front person, main vocals.
Wow, very cool. So it's a really great group of great people, and plus you guys all like each other, so it kind of shows, and that's the most important part of a great
group, right.
And you guys do so well. Yeah. I love it. I love it. And I love the originality of Western Avenue. I mean, not another name like it. So it's very, very unique, and I just love the whole story behind it. It's really cool.
Nice. Well, thank you.
Yes. I like it. I like it. Other than your amazing name, you guys have amazing music out. So can you please tell us about the music that you guys have currently out right now, kind of circling the web?
For sure. Yeah, definitely. We released our first EP back on February 2nd of this past year. And on that CD, we have six original songs and then a seventh song that we went back and just made all acoustic, which was pretty cool. So we released that in February, and people can find it on iTunes. It's on iTunes worldwide through our website, westernavenue.ca. It's also through hmv.ca. And through Amazon.ca as well. So there's lots of places to find us. And even through Facebook and Twitter, people can find us as well. And we've been known to send some CDs out through the mail.
Perfect. Very cool. So there's many, many spots where you can get it, from the people that are very techy that can go on, you know, iTunes and all those easy, fun sites. But then also you mail them out. So that's it's best of both worlds. Very nice.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I like it. I like it. And you got to love the social networking sites. I mean, Facebook and Twitter, which you guys are, of course, on. So, go on the page, Western Avenue. Just type it in. You'll find them.
Yeah, that's right.
Do it. Easy. Perfect. Perfect. I want to get to your songs. I am very, very excited. The first song here that we have of yours is This I Promise You, and we'll play that and be right back, okay? Let's do it. I'm ready.
Sounds awesome. Enjoy it.
Have your heart broken, and I didn't have to bear all the burden and feel like you're the cause of the pain. You shouldn't have to go through life feeling unloved and worthless. You should be looking over the horizon, realizing you're loved and living your dreams, instead of looking over your shoulder, afraid of losing everything.
If I could take all your pain away, if someone push all the clouds away, I'm gonna lay it all on the line. You can let go of the hurt and move on with the life. If I could show
by Western Avenue, and right now we are talking with Matt from Western Avenue. So we love that song, and that's what we're about to play. But just we'll play it in just a second. But I want to ask you: are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of yet? I mean, is there another album in the works? Are you mainly songwriting, performing? What's been going on with Western Avenue?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've actually had a busy week. On Monday, we were up at the Ontario Country Music Awards show, in which we were nominated for Group of the Year. And that was a great experience. And we actually lost out to the Stellas, who are an amazing band from up in Canada. And we were just blown away by the networking we got to do and stuff. So that's how our week started. And then coming up next, we're going back into the studio in August, September, and we're recording a Christmas song. So that's gonna be pretty fun. And now, we're just getting warmed up basically for the country festivals in the summer. We're playing the Cobourg Waterfront Festival, which is it's a massive festival down here. And that's going to be a ton of fun. And we're also playing the Havelock Country Jamboree, where we get to open up for Trace Adkins and Reba, which is pretty amazing. So we're just gearing up for summer here. And, we're really looking forward to the journey through the summer months.
Yeah, wow. It sounds like your schedule is getting pretty hectic. You're keeping busy.
yes, we are. And it's been quite the ride since last year when we released our first single, and things are getting pretty hectic, and we're pretty grateful, and it's awesome that we get to do this almost full time now, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely, and a lot of experiences too. I mean, you opening up for Reba, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, what could be any better? That's awesome.
That'll be a dream come true for us, just to play in front of 30,000 people and meet all those stars too, which will be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. You guys will rock it. You guys will do it.
Yeah, thanks.
you guys got it. You guys got it down. So another song here of yours that we have called Highway Heading Out of Town. We'll be right back. I want to play this song right now, okay? Let's do it.
Perfect.
Perfect. Here we go. Highway Heading Out of Town by Western Avenue. Right back.
People fall in love and they stay in the town forever. Got a beautiful house and a picket fence, and they say life don't get better.
wanna feel those wheels under our dreams keep rolling. See the same old sunrise from a different place, and we'll live every moment.
By Western Avenue. We got Matt with us right now. So on a personal level here, what do you guys like to do for fun in your downtime? What do you guys like to do, you know, when you guys are relaxing?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we all have our different interests, and myself and Keith, we're actually big fitness buffs, so you can usually find us at a gym or doing push-ups or out for a run or something like that. We like to stay in shape, and that's one thing we found is it's, you know, it's pretty grinding doing a lot of shows and stuff like that, and you really have to take your health pretty serious when you're, when you have a jam-packed schedule, so that's one thing we're pretty passionate about. We all just love to jam, too, like, we'll get together and go over songs and just work on, you know, some new song ideas and things like that, so that's one thing that we do. I know Nikki is a huge dog lover, so she, her and Keith have two amazing dogs, so they spend a lot of time with their puppies, which is pretty amazing. And just trying to get better reading. I guess just what everyone does, kind of thing.
Right, absolutely. You do the norm. You like to just you have to have your moment to yourself. Most important.
That's right.
Yeah. I have another fun question here for you. While you guys are performing, I know that you guys probably have a really awesome fan base that just love hearing you sing your original songs. But have you ever had kind of that kind of crowd where you're looking out and people are just, you know, having just a blast and, you know, just you're trying to not forget your lyrics, but you can't help but watch them because they're just, like, having too much fun. Have you ever had a fun fan moment like that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, ever since we released our first single last July to country radio, it has been crazy. And it takes your breath away sometimes when you're looking out at the crowd and people are singing along to your songs that – you know, you basically wrote in your, you know, in your home on a bed or on a couch kind of thing. So that's pretty pretty surreal. I guess the Coburg Waterfront Festival last year, playing in front of 10,000 people, that was, and seeing people already singing their songs, that was pretty amazing. And it's just gone on from there. Like a lot of the shows that we do now, We do have a pretty loyal fan base, and, you know, we're mm-hmm. forever grateful for that, because without them, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So, but mm-hmm. it's really cool to see people singing along to your songs. And one thing we actually did last year, after we released Highway Heading Out of Town, we sent out emails and through social media and stuff like that, asking people to record themselves singing our song and send it in to us. And we actually have a YouTube video up of people doing that right now, which is pretty neat. And it was just a way for us to stay connected with our fans, and we really appreciate everything that they do for us. And it was a really cool way that, to get that video out there, too. So it was pretty awesome.
That's awesome. That's a really great way to connect with your fans. I mean, having them sing covers of your songs, and you could check them out, and, you know, that's really cool. Not a lot of people do that.
yeah, nice. we were blown away by the response too. We got so many people on board, and we eventually narrowed it down to we put a lot of kids in the video, which we thought was pretty neat. And,
yeah.
So there's a lot of clips of kids, and it was quite the experience. And I think we'll probably do something like that down the road as well.
Oh yeah, you should. That's really, really neat. I like that. Another thing, speaking about performing, have you guys ever had an embarrassing onstage moment while you guys were performing on stage? I love that question.
That's a great question.
Yes.
I want to know your answer too in a second. Our biggest thing, nothing really stands out too much. We go through the odd time where we forget lyrics, or for me personally, I've almost fallen off stages, and I've kind of mm-hmm. had to catch myself a little bit and do that. It's pretty embarrassing. You just kind of turn around and smile at everyone and get on with the show. But
amen.
Yeah, nothing crazy. We've had, you know, wild stuff from fans, you know, coming up on stage and doing stuff that we probably shouldn't talk about. But it's been crazy. It's been crazy, but it's been fun, and every show is an adventure. And we wouldn't change it for anything in the world. Those embarrassing moments are also some of our funniest, and stuff that we look back on and laugh about. What about you?
Exactly.
What about you? The
first time I performed, because I usually do this, I usually am doing radio, but I just recently started singing. And the first performance that I've ever done, I did trip and fall. And yeah, that was the most embarrassing thing ever. But like you said, I mean, you just got to move on, and the show must go on. You know, you just got to do your
thing. That's right.
And just left off. Yeah. But I hear you. It's very embarrassing. But I mean, it's also, you know, you're human too. I mean, people may think, you know, these celebrities and stars all around the world, that they, you know, go up on stage and they're perfect and fine and you can do it, but you should go on YouTube. You see a lot of interesting things like that that happen live.
That's so true.
It happens.
That's awesome.
Exactly. Yes, we've all had those moments. But thank you for sharing yours with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for sharing yours too.
Anytime. But I love that. I love how you mentioned about the fans you've had, you know, come up on the stage and stuff. I mean, I think that's also what I love about live type performances and stuff, is because it keeps it interesting. You know, you never know what could happen. You know, it's always a surprise, even for the people on stage. It's always a surprise. You never know.
Oh, for sure. And that's what makes it entertaining too, like when you're out on tour and doing, you know, because you do a lot of the same songs every single night, and mm-hmm. it's great to get that feedback from people. And, you know, people, you know, act in ways that are pretty crazy, but it's so amazing and cool that people can do that and have the the respect to do
right.
that too. So yeah.
Dedicated fans, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Love it. That is hilarious. do you have a specific place that you'd like to perform at, or, you know, a favorite place that you have performed at already? What would you say? What's the best crowd that you've gotten to perform at?
Probably we did our big CD release party in February, and we got to play at this an amazing place in Coburg called Victoria Hall that was always on kind of my bucket list for playing at. And we ended up, we sold that out in 3 days, I believe, which was, you know, kind of blew us away a little bit. And yeah, so we had a great show there, and the audience was incredible. So that was back in February. Moving forward, the Grand Ole Opry is a spot that I know all three of us really want to perform at. That would be a dream come true. And also, one of our dreams that is coming true this summer is the Havelock Country Jamboree, and yeah, where we get to perform on a stage that so many stars have performed on, and yeah, in front of 30,000 people, which is going to be mind blowing and amazing. We're already excited for it, and we're only in May here, so.
You should be. That is such a great experience. And I hope you guys take tons of pictures and post them, like, everywhere so I can see. Okay.
Oh, for sure. We're actually, funny enough, we're gonna bring a photographer along with us for the day and kind of document everything. And we'll probably throw it together for a video down the road somewhere. So if people want to check us out on YouTube come September, we'll probably have something up.
Perfect. Subscribe so you don't miss anything. Make sure you
That's
do
right.
that. I like it. You got to put that little plug in there. I had to do it. make sure you subscribe. I love it. I think you guys are amazing, and I know you guys are going to, I mean, just blow that stage away, and you guys are just going to be amazing. And I'm a fan, and I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show, and give the rest of the band our love, okay? Thank you so much.
Will do, for sure, and thank you so much for having us. And just want to say that we love your energy, and your show is amazing. And keep up the great work.
You too. Good luck with all of your future endeavors, and just keep doing your thing. We'll keep in touch, for sure.
Of course.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Matt from Western Avenue. Yes.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. He was awesome. And make sure you check him out on Facebook and Twitter. Western Avenue, if you just type in their name, Western Avenue. Make sure you do that, then it's very, very easy. And now I want to – oh, yes?
I just want to let people know, because you mentioned all the stuff where they have to email Tina. And I just want to let people know, so when you email Tina, type slowly, because she can't read that fast.
She's going to come on for this one.
Okay. Come on. I thought you were going to say something like, put something important in the subject because I get a lot of emails. You know, I was going
for
something
like that.
Type slow.
Type slow.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyways, now I wanted to come on really quick here because we're having some issues. Live 365 has been going down on us, and that's where we stream the show.
Country West Radio and
So if you're listening in through josieshow.com or if you're listening in through countryblastradio.com and we go down, they must be having some issues. I know they were going to go down tomorrow for repairs. However,
we're on Blog Talk Radio.
Little surprise tonight. Yes, we are. So all you need to do is just go to blogtalkradio.com, type in Josie Show in the search, and we will come up. Or just go to josieshow.com, sign into the chat room. We've got the link in there. I've got the link on Facebook, on Josie's personal page, and on the Josie Show page. So you can go to a million different places to get the link if you need to.
When one stream's down,
I think
we're another.
I think we're technically up right now. So
yeah,
if we are, that's super. But just in case,
hear us, just disregard.
And if you can hear us, then just, you know, ignore me and just think that I'm just the crazy lady in the back. That would be fine. We just want to make sure everybody can hear us.
Crazy lady in the back.
Okay, so I'm going to give this back to you because I see that we have a caller. So let me just go see if that is our next
delightful
guest.
You do your screen and work, yes.
Okay.
You're always great at that. You got to love it. So while she's screening, hopefully it's our next guest. But while she's doing that, there's a few things that I want to talk about. Like my wonderful, wonderful producer, station manager, and just she wears many hats. With Josie's Country Blast Radio, which she just mentioned, or Country Blast Radio, both names we use. It's a 24/7 licensed radio station, which can be heard on Live 365. And I know people were wondering, you know, because Live 365, of course, is a website, but I think
Live 365 when their servers are up and running.
I think the easiest way, of course, is Of course, go to countryblastradio.com. But also, if you have an iPhone or Droids, you could download the free Live 365 app, which is very easy, and it's at Josie's Country. Well, I think you just type in Country Blast Radio, and then it pops up. And when you type that, you can set us as a preset. So every time you go in there, you just click the preset button, and then I'll pop up, and then you play me from wherever you are. And we play the best mix of all that's country, such as new classic country music, music from signed, unsigned artists, the top 30, Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dance hall music as well. So make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. Tell your brothers, sisters, cousins, brothers, sisters.
Okay, just to let everyone know, Live 365 is broadcasting again.
Wait, what did you just say?
Live 365 is back online, and we are broadcasting.
Perfect. Live 360. See, it knew we were talking about it, so it had to, like,
yeah,
it had to come back on.
Now that we're broadcasting, Josie's going to get hungry, so somebody run out, get her a pizza.
Well, I'm glad we're back up. So, yes, we are streaming back on Live 365. But also, remember, on blogtalkradio.com, type in the Josie Show, and we pop up there as well. There's two different places where you can stream us, just in case one is having a moment.
You didn't spill any soda or cheese puffs in their computer, did you?
I don't know. But it's a good night. It's a good night. We're having a lot of fun here, and we're going to have even more fun because our next guest is here. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Jade Jack to the show. Woohoo!
Hi, Josie. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. Yes, you deserve the applause. Keep going. Hi. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Hi, I'm excited to be with you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I have been looking forward for it for a long time. I think your music is amazing, and I want to get to know you a little bit better as all of the audience here. So I really, really quickly, I kind of want to go back to the beginning with your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
Well, you know, both my parents are musicians and singers. So it's kind of the running joke that, you know, my mom was pregnant with me and she was still touring and singing. And so it's kind of the joke that I've been in the business all my life, you know, because my parents. So, I mean, I remember being a kid and, you know, falling asleep. They put two chairs together beside the stage and I'd just fall asleep there, you know, while mom and dad were on stage. So it's really been all I've ever known. So, anyway, I've been singing since I could talk, my mom says, and I actually play the fiddle, and that started when I was about four. So, I mean, it's just been like a forever thing. So, for as long
yes.
as I can remember. So.
It has been. Literally, you were born doing this, technically.
Yes.
You were.
Technically, yes.
Yes, exactly. And I know you have to have some really big music influences that influence you. You know, your music and your life and story. Of course, your parents, but who else would you say? Who do you really love to listen to?
Well, you know what? It's so stereotypical, but I am obsessed with everything George Jones. Anything he's
yes.
ever put out. I mean, he is just the greatest we've ever had and just probably the greatest we're ever going to have in country music. So, I mean, just my whole life I've just been infatuated with him. And, you know, I mean, of course, all the greats, Ray Price, Merle Haggard, and Tony Booth. I know you had Tony on your show a while back, and he's
mm-hmm.
amazing. And I've actually done some touring with him here recently. But, you know, just all the greats, Dolly and Loretta and Tammy and just all the – anybody that anybody looks up to, basically. But I would have to say that my favorite's always been George. So,
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Favorite. Good answers. I mean, you have a very powerful list. You have a powerful
yes.
list there.
Yes, we do.
I like it. And, you just have such great music that I really, really, really love here. I was wondering, you know, where can we, find all of your music? Where is it circling the web and, you know, where we can purchase it and tell us about your music that you have out right now, all that fun stuff.
Okay. Well, I currently have a CD out. I put it out in 2010, so it's been a few years. But I went in the studio. I guess that would have made me about 15. But anyway, we went in the studio and cut this album, and it's been really great. I have a duet I sang with Bobby Flores on there, and just it was a really great experience. So I think that's the songs you have that you're going to play tonight. But you can go to my website, and it's www.jadejack.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I've got a page on there, and I'm on Twitter, Jade Jack Music, and you can also find me on YouTube. So
perfect.
Any of those places. Yes.
Love it. There's many places. So like, add, subscribe.
Yes.
And when in doubt, type her name in Google.
That's exactly it. That's what I tell. Yes, definitely.
Perfect. So please make sure you all check out her music. There's a song here that we're going to play right now called Just Someone I Used to Know. And I would just be honored to play this right now. Let's do it, okay?
Well, let's do it. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. Just Someone I Used to Know by Jade Jack. Right back with her in just a moment. By Jade Jack, and we're back with her right now. I love it. And also, as you mentioned, you, of course, are a fan of Tony Booth, and I've seen that you did some performances recently with Tony Booth, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, awesome. That is correct. Yes. Oh, my gosh. He's just the greatest guy and so easy to work with, and I just love him to pieces, like my grandpa. Love it.
It's true. He's amazing. How was that, you know, experience for you? Did you just, I mean, he is a great guy. You guys just probably had just a blast.
Yes, and, you know, he's known my mom since before I was born. So, I mean, I grew up around him, and his manager's name's Lynn Brown. So I grew up around them guys my whole life. And here about probably a year ago, I got a call from Lynn, and he said, hey, you know, we'd really like to give you a shot. If you're up to it, we'll send you some learned material, and maybe we'll get you out, and you can start, you know, taking the fiddle spot on some of Tony's gigs. And, I mean, I was 16 at the time, and I'm like, heck yes, any opportunity like that, I'll jump on it. So I learned all his material, and anyway, so I've probably done about 10 shows with him over the past year, and it's just been amazing. And we're getting ready to go to Iowa next month, and so just some really cool stuff. But I'm really, really excited to get the opportunity to work with him. He's just the greatest, really great.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be amazing, and I'm just so excited to hear it. You know, I mean, yeah, there probably will be videos on YouTube, I hope, so we could check it out. I'd love to hear it. That's awesome. You know, and speaking about your fiddle work, I know that you're amazing, first and foremost, at that.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Yeah. And I believe you sent us a Ray Price medley. Am I correct about that? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, going in and doing this album, Bobby Flores, who was singing with me in that last song, he has been my fiddle teacher for about 6 years now. And Tommy Jackson, the guy who did all of Ray's original fiddle work on, you know, Crazy Arms and Heartaches by the Number and all them classics, you know, shuffle tunes. I've always been a huge fan of Tommy Jackson, and I've never seen anyone who can play like Tommy Jackson as close as Bobby can. So ever since I started taking with him, we've really focused on the Tommy Jackson sound and really just trying to, you know, be as much like him as possible. It's really not possible to be like that perfectly, but we try. But anyway, Bobby put this little medley together. It's Crazy Arms, Heartaches by the Number, and City Lights. And it's really kind of cool because the guy who wrote Crazy Arms for Ray, his name's Ralph Mooney, and he was a steel guitar player for Waylon all those years. And anyway, he wrote Crazy Arms, but I grew up around him. Him and my grandpa were best friends. And so even being a little kid, I would always go out and play with him at shows and everything, but he's playing steel on this cut. So it was so exciting to be in the studio with him, you know, since he wrote the song especially. So that's, I'll never forget that, being in the studio with him and having him play Crazy Arms, you know, the original guy who wrote it. So that'll always be special to me. So.
That is always special, and I believe we actually have, you know, have this cut here of the Ray Price medley with just your fiddle work in it. So I would love to, play it for everyone if you don't mind.
All right. Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. Let's do it. Here we go. Check out her on the fiddle. Here we go. The Ray Price medley by Jay Jackson. that was Jay Jack's amazing fiddle work, Ray Price medley. I loved it, loved it. You have fiddle skills. I mean, seriously, I don't even know if I said that right, but you have fiddle skills, for real.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
Aww.
It was beautiful. It was very beautiful. We loved it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, good.
Anytime. And, you know, what I want to know, because I am definitely a fan here, you know, do you have any other projects in the works that you could tell us about? Some new songs, some fiddling? What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm really at a transitional phase in my life right now. I graduate from high school next week, so I'm really excited to get school over with so I can really focus and put all my time and energy where I want to. You know how that goes. But anyway, after I graduate, I'm kind of in that phase of kind of getting songs together and trying to write a little here and there and kind of figure out what I'd like to do for my next project. But I'm kind of picking songs here and there, what I want to do. But I've got a new project kind of in the works. So I would definitely say to stay tuned and watch my website and kind of keep up with it. But anyway, but I would expect something new here within the next year, hopefully. So
perfect. So there is some stuff that we have to look forward to from you. That's so exciting.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not done yet.
And you should never be.
Yes,
never,
absolutely.
Never.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Very cool. I'm glad, though, that, you know, you're doing great in school and stuff, and, you know, you're able to do, you know, kind of have a balance with that. But, you know, since you're going to finish, you could really put your energy towards this and what you love to do and, you know, more music in the works. I feel it. I know you got more stuff planned.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Perfect. Another fun question here for you. Have you had a really great career memory so far? What's kind of a highlight that you would say?
Well, you know, it's crazy because I'm only 17 and I've gotten to do things that, you know, I know people would kill to do. I mean, when I first started out, I worked with a lady named Leona Williams, and she was married to Merle Haggard for several years, and she's the one that really got me started and kind of out there. And I mean, gosh, it's so hard to pick one, but I will say probably my favorite musical memory, I got to meet George Jones. He, Ray Price opened for him in Oklahoma at one of the big casinos there, and my uncle was playing steel for Ray that night. And anyway, so we were all backstage, and of course Ray was out there, and everyone was kind of milling around, all the band members, and, you know, I was 13 at the time, and I was just, you know, flipping out over George Jones. You know, I'm standing in the room waiting on him to come off his bus. You know, I was that crazy fan, you know. But I remember just looking up, and I saw this big crowd of people coming by, and there was George Jones kind of, you know, staggering in behind them, and I just started crying, you know, because, you know, you look up to these people and you watch them on TV and you're just a huge fan. And so I just lost it. You know, I'm hysterically crying and it was probably really embarrassing, but he walked by me and I said, you know, oh my gosh, my name's Jade. I'm a huge fan. I'm your number one fan. And I'll never forget. He just looked at me and he said, really? Well, bless your heart. You know how George Todd really had that really thick southern drop? And he said, well, bless your heart. And I got a picture with him and kind of got to talk to him for a minute. But I'll always cherish that. And that's probably been my favorite. But he just thought it was crazy how this little, you know, 13-year-old blonde kid backstage at his concert even knew who he was, you know. But I'll always remember that. That's been my favorite probably so far.
Yeah, definitely. That is so cool. Yeah. I love that you said there was a big crowd. When you see a big crowd, you know somewhere George Jones is right there.
Yeah, I knew somebody was coming. Crowd. Somebody important was coming, so I was bracing myself.
You know.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. That is so cool. What a great memory. I would definitely say that's a highlight, and I would definitely be as starstruck as you were, probably.
Yes.
So, yes. I think a lot of people would be. That's really, really cool.
Love, yeah, love I'm it. Telling you, it messed me up pretty good. I was pretty hysterical for the rest of the show. But anyway, it was great.
I hear you. That is hilarious. Another fun question here for you. What do you like to do, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music? What do you like to do on your downtime?
You know, it always cracks me up when people ask me this question because, you know, most kids I go to school with, they play sports, and they have all these activities they do, and, you know, they go out on the weekends. And honestly, I mean, I play most every weekend somewhere. So my weekends are tied up, and of course I go to school, so that's important. So during the week I'm dealing with that. But really on my weekends, I'm out gigging. And even when I'm at home, I'm doing something music-related. And if I'm not going to one of my shows, I'm going to one of my parents' shows, or I'm helping my mom with her stuff. And so it's just kind of like music is such a huge part of our household that, you know, it doesn't really leave much time for anything else, you know. So, I mean, I'm just always doing something music-related. So it sounds dull, I'm sure, to most people, but it's just all we know.
No, I totally hear you. I mean, growing up in a musical family, you know, if, you know, that's all you're around. I mean, it's kind of in your blood, so to speak. So, I mean, you can't really, I mean, you could try to get away from it, but it will come back. Somewhere,
and
it will come back.
And I used to fight it as a kid, you know. I think all kids kind of go through that rebellious stage where, I mean, I begged for fiddle lessons when I was a kid, and I finally got them. But when I hit, like, 10, I just wanted to be normal, you know. I just wanted to be like everyone else. So I tried the whole softball thing and the sports, and I was the most uncoordinated one out there. So I just quit fighting it. So I just say I'm a music junkie. So that's what I like to do.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that. Awesome, awesome. very, very cool. So also another fun question here. What is your favorite place that you got to perform at thus far, or where you would like to perform at? What would you say?
Well, you know, probably my favorite place I've gotten to play, I got to do with Leona Williams. I've done the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree about 3 times. And that, you know, it's just kind of surreal, you know, because I mean, the Midnight Jamboree has been, I think it's like the second longest running radio show, you know, ever. But it always comes on after the Grand Ole Opry. And, you know, it's just such a, you know, historical thing. And it's so surreal to, I'll never forget going in the Ernest Tubb record shop. And, of course, if you've been there, you know that you take a right and there's a big auditorium. And then you exit into the record shop, you know, on Broadway. But it's just, you know, so many great people have played there. And when you work that show, you have such great musicians that it's just, it's really humbling, you know. And I just would have to say you just feel something special when you play places like that. So I would have to say that's probably one of my favorite places I've ever worked.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of these days you have to perform somewhere in Illinois or anywhere around, or I'll make a trip out of it. I don't care. I just want to see you perform live. That would be awesome.
Yes, well, we will have to stay in touch, and anytime I'm up there close, we'll have to meet up or something. I'd love to meet you.
Sounds good. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be kind of fun to see, you know, kind of put the you know, I get to talk to, you know, guests on here, but it'll be kind of cool to finally go face-to-face with someone that you've been talking to on, like, Facebook and all that fun stuff. So,
yes,
that would be
exactly.
Really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, put the person to the voice. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. That
definitely.
Sounds awesome. So I just want to say you have been amazing, and I think you are incredible, and I love what you do. And like I said, I'm a fan, and I'll keep in touch. And just thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us and sharing your music with us. It's awesome.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. I've had such a great time. And best of luck to you with your show. I'm telling you what, I've heard so many great things from Tony and all these other people that have done it so far, Tia and all them. So I'm just so thrilled I got the opportunity to take part in it. So thank you.
I'm so glad that you came on. Thank you so, so much. You're awesome.
No problem.
Keep in touch.
No problem. No problem. Thanks.
Thank you. Jade Jack, everyone. Woohoo. Check her out on Facebook. Check her out on YouTube. I mean, just and when in doubt, just type in her name, Jade Jack, in Google. That's our friend. Type her in there and check out everything that she's doing. I mean, we got to play her great song, Just Someone I Used to Know, that she did with a friend of ours here, Bobby Flores. And also she did her Ray Price medley where she did her fiddling. She showed off her fiddling, and it was amazing, amazing, I tell you. So we've had such great guests so far. We still have 2 more to go. So we are going to keep on rocking. So I want to put my producer here, Tina. again. Hi.
Hello again. All right. So while we have a couple of minutes here, I know we were doing some scheduling stuff with Travis Dean, so we're going to see if he calls in, if he's able to make it, and if not, we'll go ahead and reschedule. But in the meantime, let's get to some of our other info. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Do it.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing. Okay. So first, let's talk about next week. Next week on the Josie Show, we will have as guest Jim Siebers, who I think is going to be really cool because, if I understand correctly, he is going to be at CMA Fest.
Yes.
And I believe, or Fanfare, is that how we say it?
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to be there, and he is probably going to call us from there for the interview.
No, that's awesome. We've had guests call in so many interesting places,
so that's
going to be another one to add to the list. That's awesome.
That's going to be fun. Okay. And then we have Freddie, and I'm sure I'm not saying the name right, LaVorn, LOVVORN, so just in case I said that wrong, and Warren Durham. And we are also going to have the pleasure of catching up with Myra Rowland. So we're really excited about that. That'd be great. We haven't talked to her in a little bit. On Monday, June 3rd, we are supposed to be bringing you Scott Hissey on the Josie Show special edition episode. So you will hear a great interview and some music from him. So make sure you tune in at 7 o'clock Central Time Zone right here to josieshow.com, even for the special edition shows. So last thing here, but not least, of course, we always have a lot to say, don't we?
We really do.
We really do. Either that or we just like talking, I'm not really sure.
Both.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to chat really quick and tell everyone about becoming a VIP member and where to find our current VIP members. So to become a Josie Show VIP member and take advantage of a bunch of marketing and promo-type benefits for an entire year, just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and boom, bang, you can sign up right there in 2 seconds. but you get awesome benefits for an entire year, so ha, can't beat that. And if you are interested in checking out our current VIP members, you can go to the same place, josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and down there, all the way down the bottom, scroll, and you will see pictures and links to sites, etc. Let's go down and just read down the list here of our Josie Show VIP members. We've got Tim Garman, who you can find at timgarmanmusic.com. He has got great music out, including a brand new song called Girls, Girls, Girls that has just popped up last night on Country Blast Radio. So, yeah, and we still have Chicago Country Girl on there because we just can't shake that. That's an awesome one. Yep. And then we have Larry Massey, who you can find at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. He's also on Facebook, so you can find him there. And he still has his wonderful song, Nothing Like You, playing on Country Blast Radio. And we have Wayne Jacobs from the UK, who you can find in a couple of places at reverbnation.com/Wayne Jacobs. Or at waynejacobs.com. He's got several songs on the station. Right now we've got a great song called In Cold Blood that he wrote, a very serious, strong message, good story. So please go ahead and check that out. And then Vince Anthony, let's not forget Vince Anthony and his awesome band and team. You can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. He's got a new CD out that's awesome. We play a bunch of the tunes. We'll be adding a few more to Country Blast Radio, and he has got a performance schedule like no other. So make sure you check out his tour tab on his site and see if he's coming to a location near you. He's opening up for some great, great people this summer, so it should be absolutely awesome. All right, so we are still hoping tonight to talk to Travis Dean and to Rhonda Fry. So it is going to be a great, great night. Lots of diversity in our music tonight. I'm excited about that.
I like it. I like all genres. Everyone already knows this about me. I like to listen to all genres. So the Josie Show is a great way for me to express, just everything that I love. I mean, I don't care what it is. I mean, if you have a talent, I want you on. If you sing a song, I want you on. I mean, I don't even care. But yes, yes, yes. So I love doing the Josie Show episodes because for that reason I get to talk to all types of people and I love it.
In case you guys missed it last night.
Walks of Life, yes.
Yep, we did our very first countdown, Country Blast countdown, last night on Country Blast Radio.
Me.
It was fantastic. We counted down the top 20 songs on the station as our listeners kind of put them in those spots by doing different votes and requests and likes and buying and all kinds of great things. So we appreciate that. It was a great show. I had an awful lot of fun. Did you?
I definitely did.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
You know,
and I mean,
you should be proud of Josie and Tina because they counted backwards from 20 without using their fingers.
Exactly.
Yes, we did. We went from 20 down to 1. We didn't pull out the fingers or the toes, so...
No. You pulled up the right hand. I didn't use any fingers or toes.
You seen that?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought I got away with that.
Yeah,
you didn't see
that.
Me kick off my left shoe, did you?
As a matter of fact, you know what? She cheated. Yeah, I counted all the way from 1 to 20 by my foot.
That was awesome. Well, it was certainly the best mix of everything that was country, and it included signed and independent artists, and it was really awesome. And we had Mike LeBlanc, who actually took the number one spot, so we're very proud of him. So just in case you missed it and you missed the countdown and want to know who landed where, according to how you listeners put them in place, basically, by your listening and your clicking and all those kinds of good things.
No buying.
you can find it on Josie's personal page, and you can also find it on Country Blast Radio's site as well. So it's listed there. Just fish around, and you'll be able to see it. You can also go to countryblastradio.com and just kind of scroll down through the notes that have been happening in the last couple of days, and you'll get to see the list. So it was awesome. So we should give a big congratulations, too, to Vince Anthony, because he's the only artist this time to have two songs in the top 10. So that was pretty cool.
That is very, very cool. I mean, we love it. It was such a great countdown because it was like a blender. I mean, we had things from the wonderful, of course, signed artists, but also the amazing, amazingly talented unsigned artists. So it was amazing. I loved every second of it. It was a lot of fun to do. It was like a big talent blender. Yes.
Yeah, we let everybody know that the Josie Show is now in syndication on Fishing Country Now Radio.
Yes, I did. I believe I told them that already. And so you can check it out there as well at FCNR.
That's like reruns of Gilligan's Island.
FCNR.net. Alan, you crazy. You crazy. In a good way, though, of course. you always seem to call us out on our failings. I mean, my mom, my manager, station manager / mom, she has many different hats, pulling out her fingers and toes for the countdown. I mean, you tell all of our secrets, okay? Shame. So he tells all our secrets. Once again, let me just say I did not use any of my fingers or toes in the making of that countdown. I'm very proud of myself.
It was quite a process.
You did use a calculator in figuring out who's in the countdown. Because there's a lot of numbers to look at.
There were a lot of crunching.
Let me tell you, lots of crunching, lots of lists. I used lots of paper. So sorry about that, Trees.
Mm-hmm.
I used a whole bundle of lots of papers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we recycle, so it's all good.
Yeah.
We're recyclers. So.
We'll recycle it. It's all good. Yeah, I'm kind of picky about my recycling.
She really is.
She is
crazy with her recycling bin. I mean, we've been doing this for years and years and years, and she is so crazy. She's like, put that in the recycling. I'm like, okay, put it in the recycling, okay. But yeah, it's kind of funny. But we're very serious with that. So we're good. We're good. I promise we're good. But I am excited about this because we have been doing a lot of really cool booking and stuff. You know how we love to book in advance. We've been doing a lot of booking and finding new artists out there. And I've been pretty much on YouTube finding people and then sending them messages like, hey, come on my show, like a creeper. So we have many guests to come, so I am very excited about that.
Tonight is, don't you?
What'd you say? Sorry, you cut out.
You know what tonight is, don't you?
No, wait, what? No, what?
Tonight is our 189th episode, After tonight, we only have 10 episodes to go before number 200 and a big party.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Ooh, party. Is there going to be balloons and cake? I like balloons and cake.
Yeah, and squirrel rides.
I like it. I like it. Okay, that's awesome. That's so cool. I cannot believe that we're already almost at our 200th episode. That is crazy. It feels like...
middle of August is our 200th episode. It'll be a Friday night. We don't have any scheduled guests because the phones are just going to be going crazy. And we're not telling Josie who's on the phone. She has to guess because that's always fun for us anyway.
Yeah, usually fun for you guys. Not fun for me when I guess the person, you know, incorrectly. They'll be like, hey, Josie, I'm your best friend. Yeah. I'm like, hi, best friend. See, I'm not good with voices and stuff. So, like, that's always difficult for me because oh, my gosh. I'm going to make a fool out of myself that day.
All those single guys out there that want to marry you know that you have to email Tina and she'll send you an application. And we'll need 2 forms of ID and a credit card.
No ways. No, no, don't be doing that. No. No.
Don't be telling people those things.
No. No, no, no. You're crazy. No, I didn't get tons of emails. Thanks a lot, you know, because, yeah.
People asking what our problem is, and we get a bunch of those.
Yeah, and for all those people that keep sending Josie gifts, could you send a receipt with it? Thank you.
Oh, stop. That's not nice. They are all very, very sweet. Are they not sweet?
Oh, they are.
They're
definitely.
Very sweet for sending
not
nice. To
her. Alan.
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 We appreciate everybody.
We appreciate everything. Everybody,
yes,
everything.
Yes, yes,
every animal,
yes.
Every human, every creature on this planet. I don't even care.
Oh, that's a riot. So I'm pretty sure that we've got time zones mixed up with Travis Dean here. So
I love how you were talking and Alan was talking.
You know,
in the
background. We can't hear each other. I mean, we're in 2 different states. So for everybody who thinks that we're rude to each other, we're really not. We just can't see each other.
And we really don't
know
where we're
each other. So, yeah. So sometimes you get 2 of us talking at once, really, because I still can't hear him talking. So,
yeah.
All right, I'll just be quiet now.
I can talk a lot louder than you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, see, yeah, if you talk like that, I'll be able to hear you.
Oh, yeah.
I hope nobody's near you because they'll be like, why is this guy screaming into his...
do what you gotta do. Gotta do what you gotta do. These times are
okay. Well,
so
if they're not gonna send a receipt with the presents, they should at least check her wish list and get her something on the list.
No,
heck no.
They don't have to give anything.
They
so
don't.
It's just very sweet if people send things.
It is very, very sweet, and I am shocked every time I get something because it's so surprising that they thought of me enough to send me something, and I love it. And you guys are awesome for it.
She gets cute presents from sweet little kids who are sending her little stuff. It's
little
so
things
cute.
And
she
stuff.
Gets little
I love
poems
it.
And songs and.
Adorable.
Cute things. So,
yeah, but if anybody
yeah.
finds those little battery-operated monkeys that play cymbals and drums and everything, please send those because Josie is looking for a band.
Oh, my God. We
need a new band. It'd be awesome.
These time zones are, I mean, I have an app now. I have the world clock now on my
phone. Clock.
So it makes it much easier because, like, if a guest is like, you know, can we do this interview at, like, 8 or something, I'll be like, Eastern or Central. If they say Eastern, I'll be like, okay, let's go to my app and see what time it is.
It's
most
helpful what we're doing with the UK and Canada.
True.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, I love, they have an app for everything, okay? I mean, they have the world app, they have the, my personal assistant, if I'm like, what time is it in London? And he'll be like, you're never going
to
talk to him again.
Is he
you're
talking
kinda
to
mad.
Him again? Because I made him mad. Is he
guess,
talking
guess
to
what
him?
He, guess what he said right what? When I walked into him. He's like, evening, Josie. Like that. I'm like, ooh, someone's bitter. I'm like, oh.
Someone's holding a little bit of a grudge. Must
someone's got a grudge, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my assistant's mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Is he doing any work for you anymore, or he's just giving up on you pretty much?
Well, when I ask, like, a question, I'll be like, what time is it in the UK? And he'll just get to the point and be like, 11:30 p.m.
And I'll be like, no more socializing?
Okay. Yeah, he's done socializing. Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Will he still send some texts for you, or has he stopped texting for you?
No, he'll do that because,
okay.
You know.
Because he's an app.
Because he's an app. Exactly. Because he's an app.
If you ever get a real assistant, that's not me.
Right, right.
The one that
right.
actually does a really good job.
Right,
if you
right,
ever
right,
get
right.
one of those, yeah, don't let me anywhere near them because apparently I have a tendency to make them angry.
You do. You do. I'm never going to let you near my
assistant. Now, let's be honest. He misunderstood what I said. I didn't actually say anything bad. He just misunderstood me, and then he wouldn't let me apologize.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear it. He's like,
no,
that's my good friend, Josie. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Well, the best part is that he thought it was you, so.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm still in the clear, technically.
Anywho.
Anywho, so we're lucky because coming up in a few minutes here, we are going to have Rhonda Fry joining us here in just a tad. So it'll just be a few more minutes, and she'll be joining us, which will be absolutely awesome.
Sounds good. Where is my iPhone? I want to tell you about more apps because I love this thing because people actually have been getting into it. People have been asking, you know, what apps have you downloaded today?
Well,
like,
before we do that, you had a message sent to you. Somebody is requesting to know when your next song is coming out and what it's going to be about. So if you can answer that would be cool.
Cool beans. Okay, so my next single is going to be called Practice Boyfriend, and basically what it's about is it's kind of a fun way, you know, a not mean way, a positive way. It's a positive way of basically saying you're in a bad relationship, you know, it didn't go well, you know, but that was just practice, you know, that was, you know, you're getting ready for the real thing, and basically it's telling you don't give up, you know, don't bring your bad relationship into your new relationship because it won't work. So basically it's kind of just saying, you know, you got to move past it, and you know, that was practice, and now you're gonna be able to find someone that you truly do love. So it's kind of like that, and that's gonna be I gotta go in the recording studio here pretty soon to record that. So when do you think I'll be able to? I'm asking my producer. Yeah? I'm not talking to myself. when do you think that? So Josie, when do you think that'll be on? Right now, Josie.
Okay. So
you're jealous of that assistant, aren't you?
You know.
You are. Anyway,
you know,
Well,
if he did some of my work, then I'd probably like him better.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, can you do my producer's work?
Yeah.
Sure, Josie.
See,
no,
then
so mad.
It would be okay.
But no, seriously, like, when do you think I'll be going into the recording studio? When do you think Practice Boyfriend will be out for purchase?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, once you get it recorded, it won't take long after that to get it out. We'll put it out as a single, like we did Teenage Girl. So it's just a matter of us getting you jive in here with your music and then getting into the studio. So what are we in now? We're in coming in summer. I don't even know what season it is anymore.
It is May 30.
So we were hoping for spring, but it looks like we're going to be
happen
hoping
at
for
the end of the summer. They're going to have a squirrel release a single, too.
Well, there you go. Nothing like being in competition with squirrels. So, hey, it's all good. It's all wonderful. So, hopefully late summer, for those people who have asked, hopefully late summer we'll have something to you. But trust me, there will be enough hype and excitement about it that you won't miss it. Trust me.
You will not
miss it. We will let everybody know. And, of course, we'll air it here and on Country Blast Radio, and I'm sure some of our other friend radio stations will be more than glad to give you a spin so everybody can hear it, too.
Help me out.
Might be the first song is just a Josie on cowbell.
Ooh, yeah, I want to play the cowbell on it, but... But then again, I kind of want it to be terrible. I don't want people to be like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's so funny. That's so, so funny.
I got practice.
So, yeah. Hey, you know what? While we've got just a couple of seconds here before our next guest shows up, we should say a thank you. Specifically, I want to thank two Facebook groups who we have been working with for quite some time now. And, you know, there's a lot of them out there, and we keep getting added and subtracted and added and subtracted to groups. But I think we got subtracted from a couple. I must be too pesky. I don't know. So, anyways, but we want to say thank you because we have had two groups that are just hugely supportive to, you know, artists and independent artists, and they've been beyond wonderful with us, helping with guests and spreading the word and, you know, allowing us to, you know, put our messages up so that you know who's going to be on our show every week and about any special, you know, goodies or contests or stuff on the radio station. So, so if you have an opportunity to check out on Facebook a group called Talent Hookup, a wonderful man by the name of John runs that. He does an excellent job, and, you know, he's very well respected by independent artists. So please check him out. So we say a big thank you to Talent Hookup and to John Sanders for that. And then we want to say also thank you to Keeping It Country. Don Caldwell runs that, and he does an awesome job with that as well. So independent artists, you know, great, great place to, you know, put your music in and, you know, have people take a listen, and for everybody else, you know, go to the groups, check them out, and hear some great, great, you know, independent artists. I believe Talent Hookup is all genre, and I believe Keeping It Country is country, you know, along the lines of traditional country. So definitely check those out, and certainly the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio send our thanks to them for not only running great groups, but also for all of their support of our station and our show. So thank you very much. We can't thank you guys enough for that. So that's all. They put a lot of time and effort in.
People here want to know, what is the most annoying thing Josie does?
The most annoying thing I do?
The most annoying thing she does, really? Josie's not that annoying. She's such a sweet little girl.
I kind of know the answer to that. Has to do with a keychain.
The most annoying thing that I do. Okay, I already know.
You already know.
The most annoying thing that I do is I get very obsessed with like TV shows and stuff, and sometimes I have to watch them over and over again. And
okay, that is a little bit annoying.
My mom hears it. Like, you're watching that show again. I'm like, oh my god.
No, the best part is when you're like, come in here and see this. No, come on, you gotta see it.
I'm
like, well, we've already seen
okay,
it.
Okay, I have to debate that one based on something Tina told me having to do with a keychain.
Keychain? What about with a keychain?
Oh, yeah, certain keychain with a finger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody by the name of Alan.
that clears it up. That's tricky. I don't know who that could be.
Gave Josie a present. It's a little keychain that, you know, it's that old saying, you know, pull my finger kind of keychain.
Literally, actually pull it in.
Yeah, if you actually pull it, you get some very fun sound effects. So, yes, that's that can be a lot of fun when you're trying to focus and Josie whips out the noisemaker keychain. And in the middle of a meeting, there's Josie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm awesome like that.
Thank you for that, Alan. Yeah, and thanks for reminding me of that moment.
Yep. Thank you.
Moment, I seem to remember you telling me it went all night.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, it does.
I didn't know
about one specific time when I wasn't expecting it.
I didn't know it was annoying.
Well, just so you were aware,
you
can replace the batteries in it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're going low now, and I'm not replacing them, and why did you tell her that?
Oh, my God.
I was just going to say, oh, it broke. I guess I can't pull that off like when you were two anymore, huh? I keep trying.
You would have said that it was broken?
I would have.
Shame.
Yes.
Shame.
Yes, I know. Yeah, for those of you that don't know Josie well, other than what you hear and see on the show, not only is she sweet with a beautiful heart and very helpful to people.
It's true. We have the ultrasound to even prove it. My heart is so beautiful.
Yes, you have had an ultrasound, so you've got all that.
It's so not in a weird way, anyway.
Got that as well.
Not in a weird way, okay?
No, a heart
not in a pregnant way.
No,
not in a pregnant way.
No, not that way.
kind of after sound.
I just got done saying yes, and then I said ultrasound. Yeah,
I just had to clear that up. Yeah,
yeah,
so
that's
good.
No.
Right? It was like a heart
to the brain scan.
Yes.
That's all, nothing else.
When I was little, yeah.
When you were little. But on top of it, she's very funny. She does have a very interesting sense of humor. She keeps it laughing pretty
funny.
Much throughout the day. We should,
well,
you know,
yeah, I
should have
been
on a comedian-type stage and see what happens. That would
Josie.
Be funny as heck. What?
After we clean myself up because of the freaking tomatoes that they're going to be throwing at me afterwards.
No.
You know they will.
Introduce Josie to a spider and see how nice she is then.
Oh, my gosh. If you introduce me to a spider, I promise you I will bolt so far away from Illinois that you would never be able to see me ever again, okay? I tell you. Don't joke around.
There, trust me, there is not enough
no,
hand sanitizer
know.
In the world
mm-hmm.
to cure a spider coming near you. Okay?
Exactly. Even just coming near me, it doesn't
trust
even have to
me.
Touch me.
I went through 3 bottles,
mm-hmm.
and it still wasn't a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, trust
mm-hmm.
me. Car road, spider, 3
mm-hmm.
bottles of hand sanitizer,
mm-hmm.
and it's still not a good thing. Trust me.
Amen.
Imagine our journeys. Our journeys are so much fun. When are we taking our next trip? I can't wait.
I don't know, but I for sure thought that you would have thought the show thing was the most annoying thing that I did.
You know, I'm surprised that I forgot about that. I was just caught off guard. I'm sure if I thought about it long enough.
You know, I watch. Okay, so like for instance, I seen what shows have I seen like
well,
over?
Well, the best part is you barely have
times.
Any time to do anything. You're running around doing like 90 things at once.
But when I do,
how
when
do
I am free,
yeah, watch these things again.
When
again?
I do, all I do is put in Netflix. I have Netflix now, and I have it on my phone now. I have Netflix on my phone now, so I'll be watching like an episode of like. Like, for instance, I'll be watching an episode of Glee or something because I love the songs. To be honest, I watch it because I love the songs. But anyway, I'll be watching, like, the thing that I'd be fast-forwarding, all of the talking parts I'll be fast-forwarding and stuff. And I'll fast-forward to, like, some songs, and I'll play it, like, 8 times in a row. My mom will be like, didn't you just hear that song? Do I have, like, some kind of disease?
I'm hearing it over and over again. What was the name of that movie? You actually had me watch a movie that I had not seen the whole thing before. I had just seen bits and parts.
It's called, what is it called? What to Expect When You're Expecting with, like, Jennifer Lopez and Cameron Diaz and Matthew Morris.
Yeah, there was like a ton of people.
There were tons of different Jamie Foxx was in it. I mean, there were a bunch of celebrities in this movie, and it was the most funniest thing. Oh, Rebel Wilson, I love Rebel Wilson. That's a blonde girl.
The most annoying.
I was laughing so.
I've seen
there
it like 5 times.
There were 2 people from Pitch Perfect in that one, right? Am I right?
Yeah, and I've seen Pitch Perfect maybe like 4 times. So.
Oh my goodness gracious! I love that movie. That movie was funny. Okay, that one I could have watched a couple of times. That was
exactly.
Funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
The most annoying thing for me when it comes to Josie is.
Thanks.
All right. The most annoying thing to me is logging into Josie's computer and having Mickey Mouse butt dancing in my face.
Okay, let me explain myself. Okay.
You better start explaining, girl.
It is not Mickey Mouse's butt,
okay?
It is a mouse.
Don't touch my mouse.
It is a mouse that I created on a game called Toontown, and it's a Disney game because I am, like, 6 in my heart, okay? I am 6 years old in my heart, okay?
There's no way a kid can play that game. I am
there
sorry.
Is no way. That's
I mean,
a hard game.
Some genius kids, okay? I'll give them that.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean,
I can't even figure out what to do. Let's be honest.
I mean, she made my mouse die, okay?
Oh,
she has no idea what she's doing. But it's so much fun because you have to, I mean, I don't think kids will be able to figure it out.
I have a college degree and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, because you have to pick specific gags to throw at different, like, creatures. Like,
and if you pick the wrong one, everybody gets all mad at you.
Yeah, but, like, because then they attack you and then you can go sad.
Who's going to get attacked?
You got to play the game to know what we're talking about or search, online or there's YouTube videos on, you know, Toontown and stuff. And it's a very addicting game. I think I started playing it when I was maybe 11 and I'm still
seriously?
So addicted to it.
Trying to connect to her computer so I could fix her broadcasting abilities. And she's yelling, don't touch my mouse. I will hurt you.
Yes. I believe yes.
It will. It will. It's, and she's not kidding about that, too.
No,
I'm telling you now because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I tried touching the mouse. It didn't go very well.
Yes, it's true.
And then I go to watch it on other computer to fix that, and she's yelling, "Don't touch my That's So Raven. I will hurt you."
I used to be so obsessed with That's So Raven too. A long time ago, I swear, it was so long ago.
We had a very, very old
when I was
old
young.
Mac computer. I mean, this thing is old.
That thing happened when I was like 5.
Yeah, you had this thing when you were like 5. Okay, so it's just been sitting here. So we sent
it
to Alan, and we're like, "Hey, if you can get this to work,
he opens it up. Look, he opens it up. He opens it up and sees
like 5-year-old stuff on it.
Yeah, sees like you know like Barney and That's So Raven on it, and I mean different things and stuff. And I'm like, okay, that computer was when I was like 7. Okay,
You started yelling, "If you delete any of that, I will come down there and kill you."
Not necessarily,
but you would have had a problem with the other ones you could have
got. Yeah, that was fine. but yeah, like there's certain stuff that like I just
oh.
You know.
There's like even a video out there, like what is that called? Like a YouTube video? Is that what it is that I seen with Raven?
Maybe
who's talking. There's like some sort of YouTube video or something out there. Raven was doing some sort of like chat with people. I don't remember when you were a little girl. You were on there on that chat.
Let me explain myself again, okay? So I was like 7, okay? So I was like 7 years old, and there were these like chat. You know how like celebrities do these like video chat things with their fans and stuff, and you can go in the chat room and be like, "Hey, give me a shout out, or something, you know, or ask a question." So I think I asked Raven Simone a question in the chat room, just seeing what would happen. I wasn't expecting anything. I was just like, "Oh, I wanted to talk," right? So so I was asking a question, and I'm like, I wasn't paying attention or anything, but then I heard her say, "Hi, Josie." I'm like, yeah, and I think the video is actually even on YouTube, and if you fast forward or something, you could actually hear her say my name, and like, yeah, and I didn't believe at first, but then I rewind a little bit, and then I heard it, and I was like, oh my God, like, because when you're like 7 or 8 or something, and you like idolize someone, you see them on TV, you know how you're like, you know, just like, floored, like, you know, if they say your name or something, or you know, whatever, it's kind of just like that big moment. So yeah, I had that big moment.
It was a big moment.
I had that big moment.
Although I have to say, she's got, she does have like my favorite song, seriously, by her is Backflip. Is that what it's called? Backflip.
Yeah, I love her song. She's a great,
awesome
singer,
song.
A great songwriter. Yeah,
and I dig the video too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't necessarily watch the shows anymore because, I mean, they're not on anymore. I don't really know. But I do listen to some of the songs. I mean, I have some albums from when I was younger.
We heard
Backflip
not too long ago.
It was like, "I'm going to be back there."
Yeah, that's
what
I love that song.
Like,
yeah,
like that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You could do an entire cover album of Barney.
I would, too.
You probably could.
I could, actually. I was a very weird
child. He was
child.
Your first boyfriend.
Really? You're going to throw that out there? You're going to throw my life out there like that? Really? It's true. I did have a poster with hearts on it. Anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's competition at this point.
Everyone
now.
In Josie's school is like vampires and this team versus that team, and Josie's in
all
the
right,
middle
I'm
of them going, Toontown.
I don't know. I was a very interesting child. I used to like just different sorts of things. I mean, I used to like Raven Simone and Barney and what other stuff? I don't even know. I'm still an interesting person. I just like to watch different type of things. I like to watch things that people necessarily would not ever think that I would watch. like I mean, I like to watch comedies. I like to watch scary movies. I like to watch, what I don't even know what they call them. They're just like those independent movies. I like to watch independent movies a lot because those are kind of interesting to watch.
Stay home a lot. While all your friends are out partying, getting in trouble, you sat at home and played the tuba.
You know what? Yes. Like, I mean, I never used to really like to get in trouble and do all that stuff with my friends. I used to just like to play instruments and, you know, sing and dance and all the other stuff and, you know, watch TV and relax and do the norm stuff. I mean, during summer, though, I mean, those rules do not apply. I mean, I go swimming. I hang out with my friends nonstop. So the rules do not apply with that. But when I was younger, I used to be just into different interesting things. I just used to love music, and that's all my life revolved around. But I am so excited now. I'm glad that I got to talk with all of you before my guest came. But now I'm so excited because my guest is here. I'm so excited. So everyone, please, please welcome the wonderful Rhonda Fry to the show. Yeah. Hello, Rhonda.
Wow.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. It's been a great day, a beautiful day here in Georgia, and I'm doing great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to hear. I think great weather starts off a great day. I believe that. So I am definitely looking forward to chatting with you, getting to know you better, seeing what kind of fun stuff you're doing and your music. We have great songs of yours that we're going to play a little bit later. But, of course, the number one question here, I just want to know, starting out, what was your earliest memory of making music? How did this all start for you?
Wow. I was very little. I mean, couldn't play anything. Mm-hmm. My mom started me out with little toy pianos, and I have pictures of me where I guess I was maybe 9 months old, not even a year old, just banging away. And I think I took piano lessons for maybe a year when I was about 6, and I didn't do very well with that because I wanted to play what I was hearing in my head and not what was on the music. And so I went from that to just playing along with records, and I pretty much taught myself how to play just by trial and error. I just moved my fingers over till I could play what I was hearing either, you know, on a record or something, you know, and I would just play. And mm-hmm. I've always just loved music with all my heart.
Oh, amen. Absolutely. I love that.
I mean, it's been so important. I mean, it's been, gosh, when I think about that time, just even up till now, I mean, there's just so many memories that I can't imagine my life without music.
Right. Oh, I agree. I love the story that you just mentioned with, being, you know, nothing more than 9 months old and banging on the drums. That is so cute.
Right.
That is adorable. I love it. They should have known by then that you were going to get into this. I mean, it's fate. You got the skill.
Well, I think for me, I've always loved it, but I never thought I was good enough to play for anybody else because I had that insecurity that I couldn't read music or I'd never had any vocal lessons. So for me, my music was just something I did for my own entertainment, my own enjoyment. While other kids were out playing, I would just be playing along to records. And as an adult with kids, I would put my kids to bed, and my husband worked their shift at that time, and I would just go downstairs and play and play and play. I never dreamed that I would actually play for other people until God kind of surprised me with the gift of songwriting. And, and it's just kind of crazy to me now to think that other people want to hear what I do because I never felt like that I was good enough, you know, for other people to come hear me. But it was just something that I played for my own enjoyment. And now it's like that God has just opened up doors for me to do what I love to do, and other people, they want to hear it.
Exactly. And you're doing it, too. You're doing such great things for us fans, and I love your songs. Let me just say that right now. I think they're amazing.
Aww. Well, thank you. I appreciate mm-hmm. that.
Oh, it's true. And, not only do you have amazing, amazing songs, but you're also a worship pastor. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. I am the worship pastor mm-hmm. at Rock Point Church. We planted the church probably around 7 years ago, I think. I lose track of time, but it's been a while. And our team, when I first started, it was pretty much me and a drummer. And then our team has grown from that to where we have about 25 people that's actively involved in our music ministry. So it's a lot of fun because it gives me a chance. We do a lot of contemporary music at our church, and I try to do a little blend of all, but it kind of it's fun because I get to play with a band, and it's live
right.
music, and it's more, you know, you're praising and worship at contemporary, so I get that, not wild girl time, but you know what I mean? It's kind of that fun,
mm-hmm.
You know, style that I get to play when I'm with my church, and I love that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And do you mostly perform in church, or do you also play at events like, you know, festivals and, you know, fun
yeah.
stuff like that?
Yeah, I do a little bit. My whole life is completely consumed in music. I'm also singing with a trio now. So we sing in churches as a trio. It's called I Love Song Trio. And I also do some solo work. You know, I love it. Anytime I'm invited, I go, I'm there. But we sang at a festival in our hometown of Ringgold last week. That was just so much fun. But, yeah, I do that. And I have it's called Mini Music Program, and I go into a few daycares and preschools because that's what I did before I started my musical path. I worked with children, so music was always a very important part of my classroom, so now I take the music into preschools and daycares, and we sing and we dance and we do the chicken dance and, you know, we do all that fun stuff, but I teach them that music is a gift from God, and they're so little, they're not learning notes and, you know, musical symbols and that kind of thing, but it's more of a music appreciation that God gave us this gift, and I just love it. The kids think I'm Elvis. I walk in, they start screaming, and they run to me, and they fight over me, and they hang on my legs, and I can't get out the door. They cry when I leave. And so I love the kids' music aspect of it, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. That's the most powerful feeling. I mean, you're like a huge celebrity to them, and, I mean, that's the most important thing. I mean, you're making their day. I think that's just, you know, what it's all about. You know?
Right. I don't take that lightly. The love of a child is very special, you know, and so I try to honor that and not take it for granted.
Absolutely, absolutely. You do great, great things. Like I said, your music, which I love, can you tell us about the music that you currently have out right now, you know, sort of circling the web right now where we can get it and purchase it and check it all out?
Right. Yeah, I have my first album, and right now it's the only album that's out. I'm working on a second one. I'm not finished, but I have three songs kind of, you know, in the works to go towards another album. But it's called Second Chances. And like I mentioned earlier, I didn't really know I had to get to songwriting. I was going down a path where I wanted to be a daycare director. That's all I ever knew was working with kids. And that situation didn't work out, and I was heartbroken over it, and I was driving to a job that I didn't want to go to because I wanted to go to this other one. And but the Lord gave me the gift of songwriting, literally dropped it in my lap, as in I was driving down the road, and I wrote it on the back of a Sonic receipt, and I didn't know it was really a song, and I didn't know what to do with it, but, you know, I just treasured it. I kind of felt like Mary. I knew I had this gift, and I didn't know what to do with it except just treasure
right.
it and talk to God about it. But he led me every step of the way. I didn't know the first person in the industry. I didn't have any connections. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what a recording studio was, you know, or anything about it. But the Lord led me every little step in the way. And when he gave me one song, he gave me one more, and he gave me one more. And I just took my time, just took little baby steps, and I went and recorded until I had a whole album. And then once I had the album, I didn't know what to do, you know. But,
right.
But it's called Second Chances, and that song, Second Chances, is my testimony song. But every one of the songs I wrote, the words and music, and it's available on my website, rhondafry.com, and it's also available, I think, on CD Baby and iTunes and all those other places online, but you can get it there.
Perfect. Perfect. It's very easy. You know, when in doubt, type your name in Google. That's what I say.
Exactly.
Exactly. Do it. But know, there's many, many sites that we could find you on. And, of course, I'll be posting your links after the show, along with all my other guests for everybody. But, yes, yeah, so we'll make sure we get it all out so we get people to check out your CD, okay? We'll do
it. I appreciate that so much.
No problem. No problem. My pleasure. I definitely want to promote your songs. There's a song here that we have of yours called White Dress that I would really love to play right now, if you don't mind. I'd love to play.
Right, that's fine.
Perfect, perfect. Let's do it. Called White Dress by Rhonda Fry, and we'll be right back with her in just a moment. Let's play this wonderful song right now. Here we go.
There's a longing inside to be your bride. My heart craves your love. It's my dream to walk with you like Eve in the coolness of the night. At the altar I stand, candles in hand, my best dress. Long to be your bride. Here's my heart, here's my life. Will you take me as I am? Put away your stained white dress. Fold the perfect gown for you. It's a robe that's radiant white.
That was White Dress by Rhonda Fry, and we're back with her right now. So a question that we actually had here in the chat room. What would you like to see happen next in your career? What are some goals that you would like to see happen? Good question.
Oh, that's a very good question. The Second Chance is my first album out, and when you're a new songwriter, you know, it's a new thing, and you certainly, it's a gift, but it needs to be nurtured. And since that time, I have had the most wonderful opportunity to meet a lot of other songwriters. I'm the editor of a gospel magazine, and I have the wonderful opportunity to interview people like Gloria Gaither and just some of the coolest people ever in my eyes. And I've gotten to know like people like Gerald Crabb and Phil Cross and Susie Smith, Kenna West, and Joel Lindsay, and I've gotten to know these songwriting giants that I would call them, and I've had the opportunity to learn from them, and I see common songwriting mistakes that I have made, and I would love, that's my next thing, is to get with the co-writers and really make my songs stronger now that I've kind of learned some basic songwriting techniques and structure. That's my next goal, is to work with other co-writers and really make some strong songs. Not that I'm not happy, because, you know, this album is a snapshot of where I was at the time. But now that I've learned a little more, I would love to write some more. And this time, you know, have some feedback from some really good songwriting friends and help. You know, that's my next goal.
I like it. That's a really, really great goal. And I know that we're going to be seeing a lot more of you, because, I mean, I definitely could say I'm looking forward to the next album and the next album. And, you know, I'd love to see what else you have, you know, in store and up in your sleeve, because I am definitely going to keep in touch and see everything that you're doing. I think you're
awesome.
Well,
I appreciate that. And another thing I would love to do is write a children's album. Every time I go into a classroom, you know, I think of little songs, you know, and I think, why don't I just record that? And I would love to maybe even write a children's music curriculum and have music to go along with it. So that's another goal that I would love to work on sometime, is kids' music.
That is such a great, great, great idea. That's amazing. Yeah, you should talk to my producer, actually, because she my producer / mom.
Uh-huh.
She actually used to be a KinderCare director. That's what she was before she did this, and she knows a lot of KinderCares that would definitely be interested in having someone you know, sing for the kids or doing, you know, songs that they would love. And I mean, you definitely have an opening in for that. So
one thing I've learned is all kids' music is not the same. And when I go in to like a, you know, a store or, you know, a Christian bookstore or whatever, and I pick up a kids' album, it will say that it's for kids, you know, 2 to 8 or whatever. But little two-year-olds, their little mouth can't move that fast. And I would love to write something for smaller kids, you know, something that's age-appropriate and repetitive and that kind of thing. So that's a goal. One day I'll get to it, I hope.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Absolutely. Let us know. That would be so, so cool to hear. And another song here that you sent us is called Good Things, and I would love to play that right now, okay? Let's do
it. Okay, great.
Awesome. Here we go. Good Things by Rhonda Fry. Be right back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
My Jesus, I love you.
By Rhonda Fry, and we're back with her right now. So a good question here that I'd love to ask you, some fun questions for you. What is one of your greatest career memories so far? What would you say was a highlight so far?
Oh, wow. I guess about that song, Good Things, that you just played, I went to the Elijah School of Performance in Nashville with Allison Nurnsmeyer, and I was scared to death. It's a school where she really helps with performance and communication, and she goes through vocal techniques and just a lot of things that she covers in those 3 days. And I was scared to death because I didn't really know anybody. This was my first album. That was the very first song I had ever written, and I was so scared to let an industry professional hear it, you know?
Right.
And
right.
It was a very sweet time. She was so gracious, and it was I can't explain it other than the Holy Spirit just fell all over me. And she just was so gracious, and everyone before, when the song was all over, just about everyone, just a group of people had come up out of their seats and come around me and laid hands on me and prayed and, you know, just spoke life into me and into that song, and I'll never forget it. She transitioned to a time of having communion with everybody, and it was just it's just a memory I will treasure forever.
Right.
At the Elijah Conference with Good Things and Allison Dermier.
Wow. Wow. Now, that is a very powerful moment. I'd say that's a highlight.
It was very powerful. It was very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You're a very busy lady. I mean, because, you know, not only do you, you know, you write songs, and you're constantly doing that, but also, you know, you're putting out great music for us fans out there, but also, you know, you write for the ministries as well. I mean, you do a lot of different things. You have a lot of hats, so to speak. And also, of course, you have to, you know, your personal life, too. You got to have a balance.
Right.
So, wow.
Yeah, well, this is the way I feel about that. God has given me gifts and talents, and I don't feel like that I really excel at one particular thing, but I can do a little bit of everything, you know, with writing and writing articles and those kind of things. And I just want to be faithful to use everything He's given me. And, you know, when I stand before God someday, I just want to feel depleted. I want to feel that I have given everything back. You know, I don't want to hoard anything. And so, you know, I didn't know I could write articles, and I didn't know I had talents in those areas until He just kind of opened the door and put me there. And it's a supernatural thing, because I've not had the education and the experience to be doing songwriting and, you know, all these things that I'm involved in. I know it's a supernatural thing. So I feel like I have to be faithful to give it back for His glory.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think you're amazing with everything that you do. And, you know, you also, you know, not only do you do, you know, everything that you do, but you also give back. I mean, with, you know, the kids that you were talking about, and you do different things like that. I mean, that's kind of a big thing. You know, that's kudos in my book.
Right.
I think that's incredible.
You. Right. Well, you know, I think that's what we're supposed to do, is just sow into other people and just sow and mm-hmm. with no strings attached, you know, just to give back. Because I feel like with the music God's given me, especially when it comes to songwriting, I had no idea I could do it. So, I mean, I have to give it away. You know what I mean? I have to get the talent because, I mean, he gave it to me. It's not mine.
I agree. And, you know, you're using your gifts to, you know, the maximum, and you're doing exactly what you were put on this earth to do. And that's huge. And you're an inspiration to me, and I thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Well, I would love to come back, and I appreciate you so much for allowing me to be on. And just keep in touch with me. You can find me on my website or through Facebook, and I'd love to hear from you.
You got it. Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. We'll chat with you soon. We'll keep in touch. We have social networking sites.
Well, you take care.
You too. You too. Thank you so much, Rhonda. Rhonda Fry, everyone.
Thank you.
That's so cool. Adam and my guests were so sweethearts. They were amazing. I had so much fun, and we're about to get cut off. So I think we pretty much said everything that we had to say. We said it in the beginning. But we'll try to get Travis, I believe, back. We'll try to reschedule with him. We probably had some, you know how we have those techie errors sometimes, time zone errors, I should say. So we have 10 seconds. I just got yelled at that we have 10 seconds. So we will talk with you all soon. Thank you so much for listening in to the Josie Show. We'll chat with you soon. Remember, keep listening in, josieshow.com. And also, when we're not live, remember, countryblastradio.com for all your best mix of country music. Remember, Josie Show is different, all genres. So please check us all out and everything that we have to offer on Facebook, Twitter.com/Josie Show, Facebook.com. You know, type in the search bar Josie Show or Josie Passantino or Josie's Passantino Music. I mean, there's some different sites. So just find me and check me out when about Google. And that should be on a T-shirt. I use that a lot. Anyway, thank you so much. Talk with you guys soon. Bye. Good night.